Bon Jovi, It's My Life, Kerrang Radio.
Kerrang Radio.
I'm joined by a legendary actor, journalist, broadcaster and author of a brand new book, A to Z of Hell. It's out this week, How Not to Travel the World by Ross Kemp. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Not too bad. Not too bad at all. You've been making documentaries for nearly 10 years now.
Right, yeah.
It's been a long time. What was it that made you first decide to kind of go down this path?
It was by accident, really. I was asked to stand in and present a documentary about America's sort of affection or disaffection for guns, handguns. And while I was doing it, I met a guy I'd been shot 27 times. He was in the Bloods. I didn't believe that when I was told that, but after he took his top off and pointed out the bullet wounds, I worked out that he was probably telling the truth. And I thought that, you know what, this guy was the antithesis of what I was seeing on a lot of, like, you know, music channels and what I was seeing in the movies. You know, he wasn't covered in bling. You know, he didn't drive a Ferrari. He didn't have a girlfriend that looked like a model. He was poor. He was scared. And I also couldn't help thinking he was a very bright guy, and if he'd been born somewhere else, he might be doing a different job. So I rang up people I knew at Sky and said, can I start making a documentary about gangs? And it sort of snowballed from there.
You've been all around the world. You've had some truly horrible experiences. What's the one time out of all of these times when you've been the most scared?
There's not one particular moment, and not particularly one particular country, really. And it's definitely that people say, oh, which country would you never go back to? I'd go back to all of them. I wouldn't want to go back to some of the situations that I found myself in while I was there. And it's not like we go looking for, we're not going looking for hostile environments. They just happen to be where we're trying to get the story, you know?
Is there anywhere that you've really wanted to go to, but you haven't been able to because it's just too unsafe?
We really questioned about trying to get into Syria when we were up in the northern part of Lebanon last year, and it was just, you know, it was just too hot. I know other people have done it and managed to do it, and they're very brave for doing so, but we just looked at the risk of us getting lifted while we were there, and it was just too high.
Stick around, there'll be more from Ross Kemp after this. Rammstein.
Radio.
My favourite story in the book is about a cavity body search.
In El Salvador, yeah.
In El Salvador.
Yeah.
Can you tell the Kerrang listeners just a little bit about that?
I don't know how far I could go.
Just roll with it.
Okay. Basically, we were visiting, we were with a guy who was in MS-13, Mala Salvatrucha, which is a gang exists in El Salvador and in the United States of America, but we were actually in El Salvador. And the lead character of the little psychopaths of Delgado, a guy called Chucho's wife, was in prison. And while she was in prison, she gave birth to his child. However, a girl was murdered in the prison, which means there was a lockdown in the prison. No one could be released, whether their time was up or not. So Chuchu wanted to go and see his new baby, so we arranged with the prison to go and see it. However, the local fixer, a male guy, went the week before to make sure it was okay with the prison, and they searched him properly, cavity search, but they didn't use rubber gloves. They used a plastic bag from the local supermarket. So when we turned up with the crew a week later, I was expecting the same thing. So I go walking into the room before you go into the prison and naturally drop my kecks and go on, boys, get on with it. And they're looking at me like, who is this mad gringo? Because they weren't going to do that at all. And I couldn't help. My crew were obviously none too pleased about what was about to take place either. So when I walked back into the room, I couldn't help walking in with a bit of a limp and going, it's not that bad, guys. It's not that bad. And of course, when they all went in individually, they found out that they dropped their trousers as well, expected to be searched, but they weren't doing that to us, thank the Lord.
So they must have thought that you were all just obsessed with...
Yeah, clearly, yeah. I probably thought I enjoyed it somehow. I know, but... So that we were very lucky that, unfortunately, the fixer got the rough end of the stick, if that's the right word, I don't know. But, yeah, so quite happy that didn't happen to us, to be honest with you.
Brilliant. On that note...
cheerful note.
On that cheerful note, the book's out now, A to Z of Hell. Then you're off to film another series of Extreme World, is that
that's
right?
That's correct, yeah.
Do you know where you're going?
I know.
But you can't tell us.
If I did, I'd have to kill you. I'm joking.
Ross Kemp, thanks for joining.
Kerrang Radio.